Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Operation Warp Speed's chief advisor, Dr. Moncef Slaoui, is laying out a coronavirus vaccine timeline. He says he expects 100 million people in the U.S. will be immunized by the end of March. He says 40 million doses will be distributed by the end of this month. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffins reports the first doses will be delivered to all 50 states beginning tomorrow.
Next is the rush to start getting people vaccinated to try to slow and eventually end the pandemic. The federal government is coordinating distribution to predetermined sites around each state. Then it falls to state and local health departments and healthcare providers to actually start administering the shots. It may take a few days of provider training about how to properly give this vaccine for the campaign to really get underway. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The United Kingdom and the European Union have agreed to continue post-Brexit trade talks beyond today's self-imposed deadline. They have an immovable deadline of December 30th, and as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London, they're hoping to avoid major disruptions.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it was, quote, responsible at this point to go the extra mile. Both sides are still far apart on issues such as European access to UK fishing grounds, and the UK's drive for as much access to the EU's massive market of nearly 450 million consumers, while retaining as much freedom to make its own rules and regulations. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, the UK auto trade body, welcomed the extension of talks, saying the UK leaving the EU without a new free trade deal, quote, would be nothing less than catastrophic for the automotive sector, its workers and their families, and represent a stunning failure of statecraft. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Protesters gathered in Oklahoma City this weekend after police shot and killed a mentally ill black man Friday. Quentin Chandler of State Impact Oklahoma reports, among other things, they want to see body cam footage of the confrontation.
Police say Benny Edwards charged at officers with a knife after they tried to tase and pepper spray him. Bystander cell phone video shows Edwards breaking into a run. In the video, he appears to move towards one officer, but then veers away when police start firing. Eventually, he fell, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Edwards' niece, Amira Gaines, says she doesn't believe the police's claims that they tried to de-escalate.
You pepper spray a man that's bipolar, schizophrenic, and he gets scared. And you think he ain't gonna run? It kills me knowing that my uncle was scared.
Activists are demanding police release body camera footage from the incident. For NPR News, I'm Quentin Chandler.
This is NPR. Azerbaijan's defense ministry says four service members have been killed in clashes with Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh in recent weeks. It's the first report of casualties since a ceasefire took effect last month. In Guatemala, anti-government protesters gathered in the nation's capital for the fourth consecutive weekend, demanding the resignation of the country's president. Maria Martin reports the demonstrators added an artistic spin to their call for an end to corruption.
Guatemalan protesters this weekend used art to get their message across, playing music and reciting poetry, which called for the resignation of President Alejandro Yamatei and an end to corruption. As if not to be outdone, a group of police picked up instruments and began their own recital. This was a very different scene from that of the first protest on November 21st, when police were accused of excessive use of force and many protesters were injured. The ongoing protests were sparked by the passage of a budget which cut social programs in favor of government pet projects and increased meal allowances for the Congress. Protesters vowed to continue actions until real change comes to Guatemala. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua Guatemala.
Country Music Hall of Famer Charlie Pride has died from complications of COVID-19. Pride was the first black country star and a three-time Grammy Award winner. He died yesterday at 86. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.